Genesis A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the spur from the mercy of Allah. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. I'm Farhad, your host, and you're listening to A to Z, an Islamic lifestyle. We are here together to learn more about the month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has introduced the month of Ramadan as the month of mercy. It means we should never despair of the mercy of Allah, especially when we are invited to this great and divine feast. Entering this month is a sign that shows us that the doors of God's mercy, the gates of God's mercy, are still open to us, and that there is still a chance to make amends. So, according to the Holy Quran, the second greatest sin is to despair of the mercy of Allah. After shirk, which is the first one, no sin could be greater than the despair of Allah's mercy. This attitude reduces a person to a state of utter hopelessness. So, he imagines himself to be destined for hell, and therefore he sees no benefit in doing good and avoiding evils. Consequently, he tries to achieve as much worldly pleasure as possible, and therefore gets further involved in all kinds of sinful acts. Any other type of sinner could be pardoned if he repents, but the one who despairs does not deserve to be pardoned, because the mental condition of such a person does not lead him towards repentance. So, here we understand that the despair is the main key to open the gate for every evil to place in our heart and darken it until there is no light of hope. Such a heart is therefore disposed to commit any disobedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because such a person has believed that there is no benefit of doing good. In Islamic thoughts, the feeling of regret and hope are associated with each other. So as far as one feels regret, there is hope for salvation. So, in another word, as far as we feel regret in our heart, that's the good news. We still have chance to make it for the past.
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين رمضان 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 القانتين.
Welcome back there, brothers and sisters. I'm Farhad, your host. You're listening to A to Z, an Islamic lifestyle. In the previous part, we talked about the second greatest sin after shirk, polytheism, and that is the despair of Allah, the despair of the mercy of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we understood that we should live the life in hope for a better future, for a salvation, and getting rid of all sufferings and pains. But there is a point. Mercy of Allah, with all its greatness, should not make us immodest towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a blessing and a chance to make up the past and to get ready for an everlasting life. We should never forget that in the second world, actually, we live with our deeds, good and bad, and when the death comes and casts its shadows over us, it is not the time of repentance. So we should be careful about the limitation we have in this world. That's why we are ordered to live between two feelings in Islamic thoughts, in our religion thoughts and its teachings, and they are hopefulness and fear. So we are ordered to live between hopefulness and fear, living in utter hopelessness, will lead us to immodesty, as an absolute fear will end us in the same result. So, in this occasion, our religion gives us a clue, gives us a way to find our way through, and that is thinking of death. And what is waiting for us due to our deeds? This is the best way to seize the opportunity of life. I hope everyone a life full of hope. Thank you for listening to us.
Forgive me for everything I've done in the past, when everything was going so fast, and now I just can't go on.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. Our email is english@irib.ir.
But I know that you are really loving, you are really caring. I can't realize, but you know that I will be better, that I will be stronger if you are by my side.